Why the world's super yachts are getting bigger and bigger, date modified colon 2025-07-02T23:07:01.377Z, description colon billionaires and multimillionaires around the globe are trading up for more space and luxury. Comma dot, why the world's super yachts are getting bigger and bigger, 53 minutes ago, save, Francesca Marchese business reporter, save, Amer. Super yachts are getting ever larger as buyers want more space. Business is booming in the luxury world of super yachts, with the super rich wanting ever bigger floating palaces. Paolo Trafira Superscript 2 knows a thing or two about super yachts. She and her husband have owned more than a dozen over the years. The Italian couple, who have made their fortune in law, and continue to run a global legal firm, like to sail around the world in the height of luxury. Ms. Trafira Superscript 2 describes their boats, which can be more than 50 meters, 164 feet, long, as being like floating five-star hotels. And she likes to get involved in the design process. One criteria she insists upon is that the crew have ample kitchen space, so they can cook gourmet meals for up to 15 people. Ms. Trafira Superscript 2 explains her reasoning: if you are used to eating well, not everywhere in the world are there restaurants good enough. She also says that the large size of the vessels is reassuring. Whether it's sailing alongside humpback whales, or receiving greetings by fishermen on the Fiji Islands, my boats allow me to sail with strength and safety. Paolo Trafira Superscript 2, super yacht owner. Paolo Trafira Superscript 2 likes to pilot the boats herself, but what exactly is a super yacht? While there is no official global classification, industry website and magazine Boat International describes one as a luxury, privately owned yacht that measures 24 meters or more in length, and is professionally crewed. The magazine says that global sales boomed after COVID. With the super rich suddenly unable to go to luxury hotels, as they were all closed during the pandemic, many switched to super yachts instead. As a result, 1,024 new super yachts were built or on order around the world in 2022, a 25% jump from 2021, and a then all-time high, according to Boat International's figures. This then increased to 1,203 in 2023, another new record. After the pandemic, people considered their super yachts as safe islands both for themselves and their relatives, says Barbara Armirio, who CEO owns Italian family-run super yacht builder Amer. She adds that billionaires cherished their personal space and independence even more. They asked for bigger windows, more space outside, and to be able to touch the seawater more easily. While the overall number of super yachts being built or ordered is expected to fall slightly this year to 1,138, they are getting bigger on average, Boat International's data also shows. So far this year, 61 boats of 7.6 m or more in length are being made, up from 55 in 2024. And in the 4.6 m to 6.0 m grouping, numbers have increased to 175 from 159. Meanwhile, sales of the smallest super yachts, between 2.4 m and 2.7 m, are down to 286 from 321. It's clear that some of those new clients the industry found in the COVID-19 years are trading up, says Ms. Armirio. Boat International's editor-in-chief Stuart Campbell says that whatever size super yacht people buy, designers and naval architects are getting very clever at packing ever more volume into hulls, giving owners lots more space on board. As a result, today's super yachts increasingly have everything from helipads to cinemas, gyms, beauty salons, and saunas. Getty Images. Karoo, the retro-styled superyacht owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, is reported to have cost more than $500 million to build. As you'd imagine, prices are extremely high. You can pay a 36M, $41 million, 30 million pounds, for a new smaller boat, up to a 295M for a 105M long vessel with all the optional extras. Half of all superyachts continue to be built in Italy, with its yards currently working on a combined length of 22,195 m, or approximately 22 kilometers, 13 miles, of boats. Turkey is in second place, followed by the Netherlands, the UK, Taiwan, Germany, the US and China. Back in 2023, Italian shipbuilders earned $8.3 billion from making super yachts, a record high. Ms. Armirio says her shipyard produces only a few high-grade super yachts per year, masterpieces with unique details. She adds that Italian yacht makers like hers are supported by a solid network of local artisans. In Italy, we find everything we need. Ms. Armirio points to being able to drive to Tuscany's stone quarries from her company's base on the coast of Liguria if she needs to order marble. Barbara Armirio, Italian shipbuilder. Barbara Armirio says buyers want ever more luxury. Regarding the billionaires and multimillionaires who buy super yachts, Boat International says that most are from the U.S. Yet it points to more coming from Turkey, Indonesia, and Mexico as those countries' economies grow. Meanwhile, sales to Russian buyers have fallen due to the sanctions against the country and its elites as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. If the appeal of a super yacht wasn't immediately obvious, Ms. Trafira Superscript 2 says they enable her to see the world and fulfill her wanderlust. And she likes to be at the controls of the boat. My curiosity to explore new places pushes me to cruise the oceans while in the driver's seat, she says. Ms. Trafira Superscript 2 adds that her crew is paid double what they'd likely earn on land as it is very important to keep them happy. Our captain has worked for us for 22 years. World of Business International Business Sailing Italy Yachting.